Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like self-care. And spooky things.
I don't know, like, I keep forgetting how to do the, like, the air horn.
Wait. We sound like we're from, like, Blue's Clues or some shit.
Anyways, we like spooky things and self-care.
We made Steven count us down, and Danae was laughing because he's like, one, two, you know what to do. And we were both like, what?
Okay. Nerd.
So, yeah. So what did you do this week for self-care?
So this week for self-care, well, Steven was out of town last weekend for, he went on like a bike trip to Moab.
No parents, no rules.
I know. So I like cleaned the house and I like cooked. And I took baths, and I watched whatever I wanted, and it was really nice.
Honestly?
I love being alone.
That is the life.
What did you do?
Can I have two?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's our show. You can do whatever you want.
I know, but, like, I don't want to be that person. Okay. So, okay. I needed some extra self-care because I lost my job, and I found a new one, like, right away. But... so I was like feeling down, so I went to a Boys Like Girls concert, and
you're like, boys don't like girls, boys
that's
like
good
cars
Charlotte.
Oh, right.
Throw it away, forget yesterday. I was like, no, I wasn't, because that's okay, good Charlotte. Okay.
My bad.
Maybe that's why you wouldn't go with me, because you didn't know what they sang.
I did know that one song. What is it? It's Sweet Escape.
Yeah, The Great Escape.
Whatever.
You're so good at this.
I love it.
Oh my god, it was so much fun. And
nostalgic.
I went with my friend Jess. We went to
Jess.
I had a Jess weekend, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, Jess filled weekend.
I have a Jess self-care. So me and Jess went to the concert, and it was fun because we went in 2009 too, so it was like,
it was like reliving your yesteryears.
Yeah, yeah. Except for, like, now we, like, have partners and we're not, like, boy crazy. Okay. I was looking at Martin Johnson like, all right.
All right. I wouldn't be mad if you took your shirt off.
I was jokingly like, I mean, I would leave Keith for him. And she's like, oh, would you say that to Keith? I was like, I'll say it to his face. Tell me when. And she's like,
I don't even know. Is that the lead singer?
Yeah, he's.
Is he hot?
A 19-year-old Kim sure thought so.
Was he, like, hot in 2009?
Oh, yeah.
But he's probably, like, got a dad bod now?
I mean, he's still attractive now, but, like, I, like,
it's like when we saw Fall Out Boy, and I was like, oh, they're dads.
Yeah.
They are
dads. It was
dads.
Definitely, yeah.
What's his name?
Martin Johnson.
Martin Johnson. Boys like girls. Boys don't, ugh.
Yeah, but do you see where...
He looks like Theo Vaughn.
Okay, but, like, he looks like 2009 Kim's thing.
Your vibe for 2000.
Yeah, but he, like, he's still, it was so much fun. It was, yeah.
He's not the worst.
No, no.
But he's certainly not the best. I'll leave it at that.
He hasn't changed it. Okay, so that's my self-care. I did that with one Jess, and then another Jess, like, wanted to do something for Halloween.
Oh, a separate Jess.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, this is a Jess self-care.
Okay.
She, like, did some, like, a little party for, like, my birthday. Just, like, us and, like, her husband. It was really nice.
That's
she, like,
cute.
Came over and, like, made chicken chili. And
wait,
then...
is this Jess that I know?
Yes.
Spice Girls Jess?
Yes.
She used to be Ginger Spice.
Ginger
and I used
Spice.
To be Baby Spice. It was a fun time.
Her hair is still red. And she said, I need to shave my head because this red will not leave my hair. And I was like, girl, red clings on.
Oh, it's like a fake red?
Yeah. Well, it was like
staying.
And it won't go away.
Oh.
And I told her, I was like, yeah, the, like red clings onto your hair. Like I still have, I dyed my hair red, like, I don't know, like 12 years ago. And it's still like in the sunlight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I tried a TikTok filter where I would be a ginger. And I was like, okay, I would look cute.
I could see it.
Yeah.
I could see like a strawberry blonde.
Yeah, it was like a strawberry blonde. It was really cute.
Let's do a dye day. We'll just dye our hair all the colors we've ever wanted. And then the red and will then never instantly leave your hair.
Regret it.
Yeah, and then cry and like talk about bad decisions.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I just wanted to like mention that. I was like, so yeah, and then your baby shower was so fun.
Oh.
That we did.
That should have been mine. Whoops.
Rewind. Well, okay, we did the baby shower and we dressed up.
Yeah,
it was like mid-October.
It was a costume party baby shower.
Danae, what did you dress up as?
I dressed up as a fortune teller and my bump was my crystal ball.
Okay, Steven, what did you dress up as?
An old dad.
It was, I didn't even know it was Steven until he walked over.
He looked like an old uncle. Like out of the corner of my eye, I was like, who's that? Which
I didn't know him. And then Steve was like, hey guys.
I think I leaned in the role so hard that.
You really did. He leaned into the role. He did a majorly loud dad sneeze at one point.
During like the big photo shoot.
It was so well, you killed it. And I was like,
Steven's an actor.
Yeah,
an actor.
He used his dad's actual shoes. That's probably the best part of this. And I was like, you should have bought some Kirklands. And Steven's like, what? No.
Well, because like, so his family was in town and we like were walking around and stuff. And he was like, oh my God, my dad's shoes are perfect. Because they were like, you know, like white dad shoes.
Yeah. Oh, they were perfect. It was like chef's
hey, Dad,
kiss.
Can I borrow those for my costume?
Your dad's probably like, it's fine.
He's like, I guess, sure.
Why not? Because they're so stylish.
It's scary how comfortable they were.
Oh, yeah.
So it begins.
I was like, these are nice.
Keith, what did you dress up as?
I was Officer Dangle.
Officer Dangle.
New boot goofing.
And
but you didn't have the boots. You needed the boots.
I know. No. We're going to get the boots. It's because that costume is amazing. It's
so perfect.
What did Kim dress up as? Oh, I was Terry from Reno 911. Nobody knew what I was.
Well, you needed roller skates.
Yeah, and but then I was drinking. Could you imagine if I like fell and like broke my arm? Your party would have gotten really serious really quickly.
Oh my God.
So. Yeah. Okay, that was our self-care. Yeah. Sorry, we haven't recorded in a while, like, if we're being completely honest, so we kind of had to catch y'all up on stuff. Okay, so this week I'm going to be talking about Iron Mike.
Iron Mike?
I don't know who that is.
Or The Man That Wouldn't Die.
What?
All right.
I don't know.
I mean, this is a fun story. It's not, it's true crime, but it's, like, it's kind of, like...
It's, like, interesting.
It's interesting, and it's kind of, like... hilarious, like you'll see why. Okay, so the Great Depression, this is like the time it took. The Great Depression sucked and people were not doing well after the Great Depression.
Sure.
And it came to a really, really bad point in around like 1929. Unemployment was at crazy high and people were just, you know, stealing stuff left and right like they are right now.
Sure.
But you know, people weren't stealing cars like they are now. So we're going to fast forward a little bit to the year 1933, around the month of February, just to kind of give you the time of year in New York.
Okay.
So there were five men that were scheming to get a plan together. The men were Tony Marino, and he was the owner of the speakeasy they went to all the time. Joseph Murray, and he was a bartender at the bar. Francis Pasquale, Hershey Green, and Daniel Kreinsberg. And if I say these wrong, I tried to do pronunciation and like my spelling. So they're just scheming to, you know, find a way to get some money. Again. And getting a job is out of the question because like nobody's really hiring at this point. So, you know.
So they turned to crime.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So as much as I'm like, get a job. It's like, well, they couldn't really get a job. They would have. But they weren't totally against doing illegal things.
Okay.
Because desperate times call for desperate measures. And they talked about doing petty thievery, but that wasn't going to cover very much, like, you know, here and there.
Yeah, like that wouldn't, like, pay your bills.
So do you remember my story 2 weeks ago about, you know, a guy using life insurance, his son's life insurance
life to cover his insurance. Expenses? Life insurance. Yeah, I do remember that.
I was like, I'm going to let them go until they're over it. So these men came up with the idea of life insurance scamming.
Yay, insurance fraud.
Yeah. So, you know, with true crime, I found out life insurance is a big part of it. And it's really upsetting. It's
almost like in almost every story.
Right? Like, it's not something you think about outright, but a lot of, like, stories talk about it. And you're like, Jesus Christ, it's a big part of it. But they wanted to be smart about it. And they thought, do they know somebody that is about to die that they could sign up for life insurance and then be like, oh no.
I thought, isn't that like kind of not how it works? Like, don't you have to be healthy first? Well,
in the 30s, yeah. But in the 30s, who knows?
In the 30s, they're like, anyone who wants a life insurance policy can get one.
Come say hi. or could they make a victim? If they were using it on somebody that was about to die that they knew, we wouldn't be here right now, would we?
Well, no,
we
would you'd not. Have to, like, wait, and that's too long. And
yeah, you need money now. It's like J.G. Wentworth. So the men came up with a plan to make a victim. There was a guy at the bar all the time, and I guess he wasn't super great.
Is he a drunkard?
Yeah, he never paid his tab.
What a dick.
And he would harass people in the bar, and his name was Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy.
He was homeless, around 60 years old, was a former firefighter, and was from Ireland. How he got to the U.S., anyone's guess. Not really sure. Didn't really get into it, but thought, I guess.
Okay. He was the perfect victim. They're like, he'll just be drunk and never
well, they would
wake
just
up.
See him at the bar by himself. So it's like, who's going to miss him? Which is really sad that they kind of looked at it that way.
Okay.
So they just looked at him as like a guy that didn't have a lot going on. And, you know, they're like, he doesn't have much of a life anyway. So why not snuff it out? I mean, I don't know what they said, but yeah.
You can imagine that's probably what they said.
Right? The 30s. So they decided to make a fake name for Mike, and they even had a fake identity for him. And if he had the fake identity on him when he was found dead, then the guys would get away with it. Now you may be thinking to yourself, Kim, why would they need to make a fake identity?
Yeah, I was literally just thinking that.
Well, like, you can't so really can take a life insurance out on somebody who you just kind of know when you aren't related to them. So one of the men decided, because I was like, why would you do that? So one of the men decided that he would make a fake identity and he would become his brother.
Gotcha. So that he could be the beneficiary.
Exactly. And this wasn't exactly cheap up front because they had to come up with the fake identities and get all the fake documents. But they looked into it like it was kind of like an investment.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's an investment murder.
Murder. So the men took out two life insurance policies, one for Metropolitan Life and another one from a bank we still know called Prudential. And Mike Malloy became Nicholas Mallory, like Mallory, but with an E. Mallory? And Joseph Murray became Joseph Mallory. The life insurance on both of those added up to $3,500. And I did conversions, but I got different figures. Mm. Some places said it would be like $66,000 today, and other places said it would be $82,866. So
let's go somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, so just somewhere in the middle. But like, if you think about that, split between five people, that's still not a lot.
No.
Like,
but I mean, for the time, like, they could at least like get by for a while. Like, sure. It's a pretty good chunk of money. To
like, if I got $15,000, like, I would be okay for a few months. Like, that would definitely help. Yeah. But it wouldn't be worth somebody's life, you know?
Oh, yeah, no way.
So Prohibition was also kind of going on a little bit. They kind of like, yeah, Prohibition ended, but
people,
you know,
still drink, though.
Yeah, it was different in different areas. Kind of like, you know, weed legalization here. So people were dying of alcohol poisoning all the time, like on the streets. And, you know, they figured the police wouldn't even bat an eye. And
that's so crazy. Like, right? My story takes place in the 20s. And it's like, that's one of the like points too, is like alcohol, because of Prohibition being so unregulated, like,
yeah,
you could easily hide poison, or you could just like have a really strong batch because yeah, it was they're just like, and you could just die
alcoholic,
in like
yeah,
a couple hours. So, okay, so yeah, like that's like, an easy way
you know,
to like pin yeah, it.
Police weren't, you know, investigating stuff as much.
So it's a good excuse of like, oh, he just died.
Yeah.
From alcohol.
Oh, guess we'll go back to the speakeasy.
Yeah.
But yeah, they wanted to basically kill him, collect the money, and go back to schemey schemes.
Okay.
And they were just like, what does he have to live for? Which is so fucked up.
Yeah,
okay.
That's really rude. They don't know Mr. Mike.
Yeah, they don't know him. They don't know shit. I don't know why that was so hard. I'm like, they it's like Evan Almighty. Okay, so moving on, the faithful night, they had decided that this needed to happen. Mike came to the bar like he usually did, and the five men greeted him like they were old buddies, and they actually picked up the tab for him like, Mike, put it on our tab.
Suspicious.
You know, like a true alcoholic would love this.
Sure. Yeah, he's like, neat, okay.
Neat. You know, alcoholic Mike's interesting. So the men were covering all of his drinks, and we're talking beer, shots, like drinks, you know, probably.
I mean, Mike knew how to do it up.
Yeah. And, you know, and they did this for a few nights, and he would
okay,
just come
to, like,
in.
Gain the trust.
Yeah, but I mean, buddies. They were kind of hoping that it was like going to be the night, but he just kept showing up.
Oh.
So, in true Mike fashion, he was able to down like 20 drinks. And he didn't even seem very drunk. Like, we're not talking
like Irish, right?
Yeah. So
not to be rude, but
they were like, he's not slurring his speech, he's like fine.
Oh, okay. What?
He like didn't even seem tipsy, and the guys were like, this guy has no money, how does he have such a high tolerance?
Drunk, Mike,
what is
God
happening?
Damn it.
So they are kind of over it, and they decide to be petty. Because they're, like, sick. I mean, it's expensive when homeboy is, like, drinking. Then he's like, have a good night, fellas.
Their murder investment isn't going well.
Yeah, murder investments are not cheap, people.
Especially when Mike is around. He just, like, doesn't get drunk.
Yeah. It's a thing.
So
they
could drink. They
decide to give him methanol, which is what wood alcohol and coal is, essentially. Like, you can't drink methanol. And apparently his stomach was not like mine, and it was like iron. And
Mike
had the opposite stomach of Kim. I look at dairy, and my stomach's like, oh, my. Like,
that's Mike drinks methanol for fun.
And Kim looks at dairy and is, like, sick for a week.
Oh, my God.
But the guys were irritated. But
so it didn't affect him at all?
No.
It's, like, poison, essentially?
Yeah.
He just looked. That was a good shot. Can I have another?
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Yeah, and I'll get into even more.
Why
so the guys
dead?
Were irritated. Yeah, pretty much. But they decided to come up with a new plan. They decided to give him denatured alcohol, which doesn't taste like alcohol.
But Mike didn't care.
Mike was like, whiskey, why not?
He's like, what brand is this? I love it.
So it's toxic to people, and it hasn't...
Toxic to Mike, obviously.
Yeah, so it kind of, so like rubbing alcohol isn't like denatured alcohol, but it's kind of like that. It's not fit for human consumption because it's like a different chemical structure.
Sure.
It metabolizes into acetone, and I don't know if you've ever smelled acetone. But that's never been something that I'm like, sounds delicious.
That's like nail polish remover.
Yeah, acetone is supposed to be a degreaser. So you're basically putting like a degreasing agent in your body. And acetone has the effects of like you being drunk, but it's like on steroids. Like,
oh, so he loved it.
So yeah, probably.
He's like, finally.
But he's drinking it. He doesn't even notice it's supposed to be gross. So they're like, this alcohol is supposed to be disgusting. And he's just like,
just downing it.
Blah, 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 blah. Like,
Mike is my favorite.
I know. This is why I'm like, I love this, because Mike's like the coolest. So the bar closes for the night. Mike thanks everyone for their drinks, and he walks out completely straight line. Basically, their plan failed massively.
Karma's a bitch.
Right? The best they could hope for at this point was that he passed away in his sleep, which isn't completely out of the question. The next day, Mike walks in with a smile on his face.
You know who I'm picturing Mike as?
Who? William H. Macy from Shameless?
Yes!
Yeah. I was like watching this and I'm like, is this William H. Macy?
Seriously, that's exactly Frank, who I'm picturing.
Frank. What's their last name? Gallagher. Frank Gallagher.
Yeah, he's definitely a Frank Gallagher.
Yeah, I totally thought of that. So the next day, Mike walks in fine. What a shock to everyone. So the men decide to go a different route because homeboy was drinking denatured alcohol and he was drinking methanol and he was just acting like this shit was normal and delicious.
Oh my God.
So they decided to go down the avenue of serving him bad food and see if that made a difference.
Why would that help?
Like, I don't know, Danae.
Feels like a step backwards if he's fine with acetone.
Well, anyway, so they find old sardines. Like, we're talking, like, old sardines.
He's like, that's delicious.
But he's drinking denatured alcohol, so they're like, maybe he won't. So
he probably has no taste buds left.
So they, like, it was left out. It was gross. Like, it should give him food poisoning at the very least.
I don't know.
So they make him a sandwich and...
a sardine sandwich?
Yeah, like, gross sardines. Foul. They make him that sandwich, and he eats it like it's Christmas morning. And then he asks for another one.
Sir.
So they're like, oh my God. So they make him another one. They put carpet tacks in it, broken glass, ground metal tin. They even added oysters marinated in denatured alcohol. But to everyone's horror, Mike walked out of there like everything was fine.
Does when the bar closed. There's glass? He's fine?
Danae, he's fine.
Fucking Mike. What?
So Mike walks in the next night and they do what every 13-year-old girl does. They decide to go for a walk and they make Mike go with them. And I just want to reiterate, this is February in New York. So okay, it's very cold. It's
fucking cold. Doesn't bother Mike.
Yeah. It's Mike. It's Iron Mike. It's come
fucking
on.
Fucking Iron Mike.
So it's super cold outside and they go to a park bench and they made Mike sit down and they just kind of like hung out for a little bit and waited for Mike to fall asleep. They're like, we'll freeze to death. So no. To really seal the deal, they pour water on him and like undo his jackets and stuff. So
he's gonna like, be like a, to that ice cube.
Yeah.
What?
So sorry. Mike walked in the next day in absolute Mike perfect is health. Fine.
He's like, I had a great sleep.
He
on that
laughed
park bench.
About it too. He's like, you guys wouldn't believe what happened. I woke up and I was like, oh my, I'm a little chilly. And they were like, what the fuck? So he walks in the next day and he thought it was kind of funny. In fact. And that he woke up on a park bench and he was so cold that's what woke him up, which
they should like,
but one of the guys that went on a walk with him, like at this point we're like, okay, we're gonna send him in and make him do stuff. So anyways, they one of the guys can't come in because he got a cold from walking around.
Oh, what a bitch.
I
got a cold.
Meanwhile, black lung pops.
Iron Mike, the human ice cube, is fine.
Like, yeah, he's what? Great. So one of the men, the one named Hershey, was sick of this bullshit, and at this point he was like, I guess we need to hit him with a car.
Seriously, like,
and he worked for a taxi, I don't really know.
He had access to a car.
Yeah, he had access to a car. And the next day, well, he tried to like pay people to be the one to hit him. And, like, guys were like, I know it's a Great Depression, but that sounds lame. And he's like, fine, I'll do it myself. So the next day he sees Mike walking around and he hits him with the car.
Oh, my God.
And everyone was sure this would be it, but it was not. He had a broken shoulder and a concussion, and that was the extent of his injuries. A week later, he was back at the speakeasy looking for free booze again. Oh, these men God. At this point were fed up, but they had to finish the job.
Like,
because
I feel like they need to shoot him. He'll probably like deflect a bullet.
Like hit them in the eye.
Like, you guys,
it just makes me laugh because it's like you've seen Dumb and Dumber. They keep like screwing people over and they're like not even trying. Like, that's what it makes me think of.
This should be a movie.
It really should be. So anyways, he goes to the bar and he's like, my friends. And they,
because by now they're like, yeah, they're for like, real close,
because they probably spent so much money. And I'll tell you how much money they spent on these schemes.
Oh my God.
But they had to finish the job because they invested so much money into killing him. So they got him drunk. And they were
actually
like,
on acetone.
They say, but who knows?
Oh my God.
They got him drunk and then they brought him up to one of the like the owner's apartment, which was like in the bar area.
Okay.
And they gave him carbon monoxide from a car and a hose hooked up to it, and he died after 20 minutes of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Okay.
And
like actually though,
and he actually died.
Okay.
But like
it's like I don't trust it.
Homeboy had to suffer.
I'm not laughing at Mike dying.
I know,
I'm
but
laughing
it's like
at
it's
his
so
will to live.
Yeah, they're like he has nothing to live for. JK, he has
and
a
I
lot.
Still don't believe that he's actually dead.
Well, they had to have a doctor to say that he had died from pneumonia because he had been going to the doctor, and the doctor lied and said he'd been going for a few days complaining of the flu.
Sure.
Which was like a fabrication because he had never seen the doctor.
Did they pay the doctor or something to say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So their investment, like the money is just adding up.
So that's the end, right? That's what happened. No, no.
I still don't believe it.
Nope.
Mike is back from the dead.
I wish.
Aw. I was rooting
so
for him.
So if they got away with it, we probably wouldn't be here.
Okay.
But Joseph was the one that said his name was Joseph Mellory, and he would pretend to be Mike's brother, and his fake name was Nicholas Mellory.
Right.
Mellory, excuse me. There was a murder that happened at the speakeasy, and Joseph was actually a witness of this murder.
Oh.
And a life insurance investigator at this point also was like, what's going on? So they could never find out who Nicholas Mellory was. Not only that, but people were gossiping about what happened with Mike. So there was chatter going around the town, and those idiots didn't embalm the body. And if they did, the body being embalmed would have taken away the carbon monoxide poisoning, and they wouldn't have found out what actually happened to him.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So the five men and the doctor who helped fake the death certificate were arrested. All in all, they spent $2,000 to kill this guy, and they were only cashing in to get $3,500. And that's the story of Iron Mike.
I hope that Iron Mike haunted them for the rest of their lives.
You know, just drinking booze and like tripping over, like, you know.
What the hell?
I know that's a short one, but that one is but so like, funny because it's
how?
Like.
How did he survive all that? That's like insane.
Well, the part
he's
that
eating glass and he's like, "Hey, can I have another one of these sandwiches? It's delicious."
That's
like
the best
what
I've ever had. Yeah, it was. I don't know that story. I was like doing something, and I don't know. I started telling Keith about the story. I was like, "Oh, the guy like wouldn't die," and then I was like, "This is a good one to tell because it's not like."
It's not super gory.
It's not gory, and it's kind of funny because he keeps walking. I'm like, oh, yeah. You guys won't believe the evening I had.
Right. Good
I know. When you heard about the carbon monoxide, I was like waiting for him to be like, you guys won't believe the side. Just
yeah. I was waiting for him to like be buried and then like be knocking on his coffin.
Yeah, it was not the case.
It really got him in the end.
Yeah. Wow.
That was a.
But we'll post pictures of the men and Nicholas Mellory. I mean, Mike Mellory. But yeah, that story's kind of funny because he didn't even know people were trying to kill him, and he just kept like coming back. And they were like, "Good Lord, what is going on with this guy?
What is it gonna take to kill this man?" So was that $20,000 in today's money or 1930s money?
It was 2300 1930s, but it would have been like 62,000 in today's money.
Oh, Jesus.
62,000, yeah. But like between five people, that's not a lot.
I just think it's like, yeah, karma's a bitch. It serves you right. You stupid assholes. That's what you get for trying to kill good old Mike.
Yeah, he's just trying to be an alcoholic.
He's trying to live his best life and drink acetone. Wow.
Why can't people just be alcoholics on their own?
That was amazing.
So I thought you'd enjoy that one because it's kind of funny because he just like wouldn't go. But yeah, we'll post pictures on our Instagram. It's Mysterious Mavens Pod on Insta.
And if you have a story that you would like us to share or research, then you can email us at Mysterious Mavens.
Or just say hi or tell us a scary story.
Yeah. MysteriousMavensPod@gmail.com.
And we have a TikTok and we have a Facebook group. And I've had people like, I joined the Facebook group. And I'm like,
did they
thank
really?
You. Yeah.
Who?
There's
Old people.
I'll have to.
Boomers. Probably. Says,
like, someone close to being a boomer. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I couldn't help myself.
We have the boys in the room. That's why you hear them.
Yeah. Keith doesn't
listen. They just couldn't bear to be without us.
Yeah. I like. Keith's like, I miss you when I blink. And I'm like, I know.
I blink.
Could you imagine?
I would be like, you're psychotic.
You need to see someone immediately. So, Face of Horror, I'm not in that anymore, but I ended in second place, so I feel pretty good about it. Do you still get a
prize?
No. I wasn't Kane's pick.
Who's Kane?
Kane is the guy that plays Jason.
Oh.
Kane, if you're out there, I want to be your pick.
How does he get to pick people if you came in second?
Well, because you're supposed to send a video. I didn't make it to the final fan round.
God damn it, Kim.
Worked so hard on talking about this. And I got to be honest with you, I'm never doing that again because it really stressed me out sometimes. And I was like, well, I won't
be doing
that.
You were so close. So you were in first a lot of times.
I know, I was.
They had like a million rounds.
They had so many rounds. It was like, I would love to say it was a lot of fun. It was very stressful, so... but yeah, if you want to vote for other people, go for it. I'm not because I'm bitter, but,
and that's why you're a Scorpio.
And that is why I'm a Scorpio. But yeah, so
second is still good.
Yeah. Second, you know, first is the worst. Second is the best. Third is the one with the polka dot dress.
Yeah, there it is.
I don't remember.
I was like, what's third? Anyways, yeah, so self-care yourself.
Yeah, please take care of yourselves, everybody. And if you lose your job, it's okay. You'll find another one in a week.
Yeah. All right, until next time. Bye.
Bye.